Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Horses.
One night, I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed 8 footprints in the sand. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest of times, there were only 4 footprints. I turned and said, "Horse Jesus, why did you abandon horse me?" Horse Jesus replied, "When you only saw 4 hoof prints, it was then that I carried you."
"That's it, Stripes. That's a good boy. You did well out there on the track today. You'll be a racehorse in no time once I'm done training you. In you go, back into your stall. Shh."
"Having fun?"
"Daddy, I didn't see you there."
"What did I tell you about trying to train Stripes to race?"
"Oh, Daddy, I know you told me it was forbidden, but he's a horsey with so much heart. Daddy, I want to ride him."
"Peyton, listen to me. Stripes ain't a horsey. He's a javelina, a wild pig."
"What are you saying?"
"I don't even know how you climbed onto his back, but please stop trying to ride him."
"Daddy, just because Mama died being a jockey doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to follow my dreams."
Peyton, it's not because of Mama that I don't want you racing Stripes. I mean, look at him. He's rolling around in the mud to keep cool."
"You used to be the best racehorse trainer in all of Kentucky, Daddy. Please help me train him. I know his legs are shorter than the others, but he deserves a chance."
"He's not for riding. He's dangerous. Don't touch him."
"Oh, but Daddy, I want to ride him."
"No, he's an omnivore. He'll eat you."
"Daddy, please."
"I got him from a buddy down in Arizona. We're going to cook him into a chorizo."
"No, you can't turn my champion horsey into chorizo. That's animal cruelty."
"He ain't a horse, goddammit. He's a skunk pig. Look at his snout."
"You've changed since Mama died."
"Oh, honey, don't do this."
"You used to have such light in your eyes when you cared for these horsies. Now Mama's dead, and you're trying to eat my best friend."
No, it ain't like that, Peyton. I'm still me. I'm still the old daddy you love."
"You ain't."
"I am."
"If you're still my old daddy, then watch me ride Stripes around the track once, just once, and see if you change your mind. If you don't see the magic in his stumpy little speed-a-light gallops, I'll never ask you again." "I want to ride him, Daddy."
"Okay. Let's see it then. But only because I love you that much, baby."
"Really? Oh, yay. Come on, Stripes. We're going for another round. Come on, boy."
"She is just like her mother."
"Hey, he bit my hand off. What the fuck?"
"Just like her."
"Hi, kids. It's me, Harold the Horsey. Do you love arts and crafts?" "Me too." "Well, kids, something you might not know is that many glue companies use horses in their glue. Do you get what I'm saying, kids? They killed the horses to make your glue. Just because they're evil. They killed horses as famous as Seabiscuit, Black Beauty, Tonto, Atreyu's Horsey from The Neverending Story, BoJack Horseman, Secretariat, the Hot Horsey in Hercules, and my dear friend Zippy, all shining stars in the horsey community who ended up as glue. And I'm not saying the CEOs themselves murdered those horses, but I'm not saying that. That's why at Jacob & Son's Horsey Free Glue, we guarantee absolutely no horsey parts in our children's craft glue, made with only the most natural, organic, horsey-free ingredients, so it's safe to paste and even safer to eat. It is our Jacob & Son's promise to never boil horsies in motor oil until they are a gelatinous white goo, or simmer horse bones into a broth that we drink for strength to stir the overflowing pots of gummy glue. And you can count on us to never shave horsey hooves into a fine dust-like powder to be the base of our children's craft glue, even though that's how you get that good stick. But don't take our word for it. Let's hear what you kiddos have to say about horsey freaking.
It doesn't stick the same as the kind with horsies in it, but boy, oh boy, do I feel less guilty eating this paste.
We use horsey free glue at my mom's house and the good old-fashioned kind at my dad's house.
I love using this glue, so I feel better than those other sick fucks in my class.
Jacob and Sons Horsey Free Glue, available at Walmart and Target.
Horsey Free Guarantee does not apply to Jacob and Sons Super Glue, Wood Glue, or Toupee Glue.
All right, Dr. Kamali, you're doing well so far on your own.
Thank you, Dr. Campbell.
I'm still going to stay and supervise since it's your first open-heart surgery.
Yes, Dr. Campbell. Well, now that I have direct access to the heart, I'm going to make an incision on the aortic valve.
That's right.
Okay. And now a small incision above the pulmonary artery.
H.
What was that, Dr. Campbell?
Oh, nothing. H.
Okay, I'm going to continue. Now I'm going to scrape out the plaque from the pulmonary artery.
Mm-hmm.
And then suture the artery.
Oof, that's O.
What's O?
Oh, nothing. Just, you're at H-O. With that artery still open, you're looking at an R pretty soon.
Are you giving me letters like this is a game of horse?
Dr. Kamali, he's losing oxygen. You need to work faster.
Okay, shit. Seal up the artery. Incision on the upper chamber. Remove plaque.
R.
Fuck, will you stop that?
This is what makes good cardiothoracic surgeons. My first open heart, I only finished with a single H, and you're already up to H-O-R.
Okay, well, let me concentrate, okay? Sealing up the upper chamber. Making an incision on the lower chamber. Removing bottom chamber plaque buildup. Sealing the bottom chamber, and...
S, it's called the lower chamber.
That shouldn't count.
It counts, all right? That one's a house rule.
Okay, that's a dumb house rule, then.
No, lots of people play it that way.
It's true. I think it's a Northeast thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Also, the patient is flatlining.
Shit. Okay. Removing all plaque, suturing him up, closing off the incisions, and done. I finished the heart surgery.
Final score, H-O-R-S. You came pretty close there, Kamali, but you finished the surgery without that last letter.
I did it!
Doctor?
I did it, nurse! I finished the surgery without spelling horse!
Yeah, but he's dead.
I did it.
He's, but...
That son of a gun actually did it.
But he's dead, though.
He actually had what it takes. Good luck, Kamali. Welcome to the practice.
If you or a loved one are sick and tired of being taken around the legal merry-go-round of a failed marriage, you should know that you are entitled to the best in show. That's right, you need the Divorce Horse. Or the Divorcey Horsey for all your kids out there. What sets the Divorce Horse apart from the other attorneys in the greater tri-state area? The Divorce Horse is an actual horse. Yes, an actual horse. But don't let that stop you. In fact, let it encourage you.
After I got past the why the long face jokes, I really got down to thinking, and I realized I was holding on to a lot of outdated ideas about horses. I mean, who says a horse can't be a lawyer that graduated top of his class at Cornell? The Divorce Horse kept things simple and got me the settlement I deserved.
Don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. You wouldn't need a horse, so why not hire him as your lawyer? When it comes to your divorce, trust the horse. Call 1-800-DIVORCE-HORSE today.
I just want to say, Sherry, these last few dates with you have been really nice. But I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about us, and I need to ask you something. Are you a human woman or a female horse? Because I assumed you were human, but I'm bad with this kind of stuff, and when I showed my friends pictures of you, they kept telling me you're a literal horse. And then I started thinking about a lot of weird stuff lately. Like when we walked into the restaurant, everyone was staring at us. I thought it was because I had something in my teeth, but now I think it might be because you're a horse. Also, we're at Olive Garden, and I ordered the chicken parm, and you ordered a bale of hay. I thought it was because you're on keto, but now I think it's because you're a horse.
Hey, man, I don't think you're allowed to have a horse in here.
Can you mind your own business? I am in the middle of a very important discussion with my serious long-term girlfriend. Anyway, beautiful Sherry, I know you mentioned you competed in the Olympics, and at first I thought you meant for track and field, but now I think it might have been as an equestrian horse.
Hey man, your horse girlfriend keeps shitting. You gotta get her out of here.
Okay, well she hasn't told me if she's a horse yet, first of all. And if it's bothering you so much, just clean it. Otherwise, let us be!
Horse freak!
Anyway, darling Sherry, you said your last boyfriend worked at the racetrack, and I thought you meant as a jockey. Now I think you meant as a running horse.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, but I just got news from the head chef that we don't serve bales of hay, and I absolutely should not have told you it was fine. Is there anything else I can get for you and this horse you're on a date with?
Sherry, that's it. Are you a horse? Stomp once for yes, twice for no. Okay, are you a human taking a long, dramatic pause before the second stomp, or is that a yes because you're a fucking horse? I'm gonna take the nay as a yes.
And here are the appetizers, one calamari and one big carrot. I'll just place it here.
Oh, actually, the carrot's for me.
I don't care, sir. I just stepped in your horse girlfriend's shit. I really could care less.
Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna swirl the swab in each of your nostrils and then... and you'll be good to go. Sorry about all these horses in here, by the way.
Oh, it's no problem. When do you think I'll get the results back?
You should get them back in about 3 to 4 days. Stop licking me. God, would someone please get these horses out of the COVID testing site? I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Did you just tell my horsies to get out of their home?
Yes, Farmer Wagstaff. It's just that...
I offered up my barn for the good people of this town when there was no other place for a testing site. And you're telling my horsies to get lost?
Well, it's just that when they told me the COVID testing site was in a barn, I assumed the horsies wouldn't be here.
Well, why would you assume that?
Because they're being disruptive, and I don't even think it's sanitary to have them here.
Is that so? Well, is there anyone who agrees with Miss COVID Tester?
I'm actually really fine with the horsies. I like them.
I'm really quite calmed by the precedented horses.
Seriously? Sir, that horse over there has been farting in your face this entire time. You're not bothered by that.
That horsey has a bowel parasite, and I can't get any ivermectin for him because it's sold out everywhere. Show some damn compassion.
Jeez, she is so cruel.
I am not cruel. I'm just being rational. I've been alone here since 6:30 a.m., and I haven't even had a chance to use the bathroom. Don't I deserve a say in my work environment?
She must be like a dog person.
Yeah.
And so what if I am? I don't want any dogs here either. Oh no, stop! Stop eating the tests! I spent forever collecting those, get away!
How dare you shove Major Buttermilk? It's not his fault the COVID tests look like yummy carrots.
They look nothing like carrots.
I ate one too and you didn't shove me. You must really hate animals.
Why would you eat the test?
Oh my God, wait everybody. This horse over here in the corner isn't a horse. It's a New York Times reporter wearing a horse head mask.
What?
Hey everybody, I'm Chris, a reporter for the New York Times, writing an article on animal cruelty at COVID testing sites.
Hold on a minute. You're not really saying there's animal cruelty going on here, right?
Well, I was actually going to write about long wait times, but then I saw you fucking with this horse.
This horse was fucking with my working conditions.
Fucking horse positions.
Give me that notebook right now!
Never!
Hey, lady, if you don't like it here, you can just leave. Major Buttermilk can administer the tests.
Please let the horsies test us for COVID.
Yeah! Oh my God, fine. Let the horse administer the tests. I'm done trying to help you idiots.
Yes! Well, Major Buttermilk, you up to the task?
What did he say?
I don't know. He's a horse. I think I'm going to put him back in his stall now.
Oh! Okay.
Y'all have a nice day.
If you or a loved one were saddled with crippling debt after the divorce horse skipped town on your proceedings before the papers were finalized, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
Who in their right mind pays a horse to go to court for them? He just stood there flicking flies with his tail, and then he took a shit right in front of the judge.
Please don't wait. Call for a free legal consultation today at the law offices of Glue & Son at 1-800-223-4673.
There is definitely no way a horse could get into Cornell. There's just no way. Look, it actually says it right here in the rulebook, section 3, paragraph 20. No horses, not after last time.
I told the divorce horse to nail my ex to the wall. You know, paperwork-wise. Turns out he had a loose shoe and a powerhouse kick. Now my children are without a father.
Just because you were dumb enough to pull an Emperor Nero and put an actual horse in charge of your affairs doesn't mean you aren't entitled to enormous sums of cash. Again, that number is 1-800-BAD-HORSEY. Call 1-800-BADHORSY to stop horsing around. Seriously, another horse pun?
Dude, that was a good run. I need a drink.
Yeah, dude, let's hydrate up. By the way, your technique, perfection.
Ah, stop it, you.
Oh, man, this pond water looks so fresh. It is so clear, I can see my reflection. What the fuck?
What's up? Did you see a mouse again?
What the fuck is that?
That's you, man. Your reflection?
That can't be me. It can't be. What is wrong with my face?
Nothing. You're just a horsey, dude. Horsies have faces like that.
I can't be a horse. That doesn't make any sense.
What did you think you were, my guy?
I don't know. I never thought about it before.
Okay, well, welcome to Earth. You're a horse, and so am I.
Okay, but horses live in the woods, and we live in a little house.
I think house is a generous term for a stable, but...
Horses have massive dicks, and I have a very average dick. It'll do the trick, but it's not turning any heads.
Hey, you have a beautiful penis. Don't talk about yourself like that.
How could I be a horse? How? Look at me. I'm a majestic creature of light, a thing made of star stuff. A horsey is a beast of burden. I'm like the wind. I run. I exist. I am free simply by being. I cannot be contained by a genome or scientific grouping. Why must we define ourselves?
Dude, what is this about?
If I'm a horse, then why does the queen keep fucking me?
What?
Oh my god, does this mean I'm not gonna be king?
Back the fuck up! You're sleeping with the queen?
Nightly.
And you didn't tell me?
Well, you never told me I was a horse.
I thought you already knew you were a horse.
Well, I didn't, Spencer. Oh my god, what am I gonna do? I don't know what to do. I'm in love with her. I
realize now that nothing has changed. A horse? What's a horse? A horse by any other name would still fuck like a maniac. After all, if you prick me, do I not bleed? If you tickle me, do I not whinny? If you poison me, do I not die? Oh, let me not the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when an alteration finds or bends with the remover to remove. No, it is an ever-fixed mark which looks on tempests and is never shaken. Oh, Spencer, what a fool I hath been to doubt my lady thusly. All because of the semantics of species. Can you forgive me for my folly?
I can't keep this up. I'm fucking the queen, too.
Oh, so that was you on Thursday. Ah, you also have a beautiful penis, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, I know.
Only Sketches About Horsies was written by Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott, and performed by Gamal El-Sawar, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Music is by Nicholas R. Nelson. Can't get enough of Only Sketches About? Subscribe so you don't miss out on the latest episodes. And if you liked what you heard, be sure to leave us a review. I've been your announcer, Suki Waterhouse, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.